Blog Talk Radio.
The pastor cannot do it alone.
That's right.
And so it is important that the laity be trained and prepared to help the work of the church, to help in the work of the ministry, so that the body of Christ may be built up and matured spiritually, as we're taught in Ephesians chapter 4. So the laity has an important role in the church. There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four USCCM Ecclesiastical Ministry offices, the laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four USCCM Ecclesiastical Ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communications, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training. Good morning and good afternoon. This is the USCCM Ministry of Laity Training Outreach Broadcast. Greetings to all of our USCCM affiliates, friends, and supporters of this ministry. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. This is Teacher Margaret Tindall extending a hearty welcome to you, our listeners, on your phone, on our Facebook page, and at ufccm.org. We give honor to His Holiness, our Ecumenical Patriarch, our EBOB, national officials, clergy, affiliates, and all laity. Blessings to you all, and we pray that you all are well. Let us now go to the Lord in prayer, led by our very own Pastor Sherry Atkinson of Little Elm, Texas, USCCM Southwest Jurisdiction.
Praise the Lord. Good morning and good afternoon to all. We give honor today to the Lord. We remember our Ecumenical Patriarch, our College of Bishops, our EBOB, laity, elders, pastors, evangelists, and everyone that's affiliated with USCCM. We want to thank Teacher Tindu and Bishop Haywood for their outstanding work on this broadcast. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, as we remember the purpose of this season. God, fill our hearts with joy and peace during this Christmas season. We thank you for the greatest gift of all, your precious Son, Jesus. Jesus is truly the reason for this season, God. Let us not forget that. Father God, I ask you just to bless the speaker of the hour, our very own pastor, presenting, Lord God, as he brings forth the word in this season, Lord God. We thank you for your anointing just being upon everything that he speaks, everything that he says, Lord God. We ask that you continue to heal his physical body in the name of Jesus, God. We bless you and we praise you right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise be to God. Our scripture for today is the same one that we've been resting in for a time, Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 and 24. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as unto the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. These verses really epitomize our strong sense of purpose and determination as we come to you each month doing these broadcasts, as we remain inspired and determined to live out the meaning of our annual theme, steadfast, unmovable, always abounding for Christ. Well, listeners, we are so honored today to have as our speaker Pastor James Crescentine of Shreveport, Louisiana, a dynamic and prepared preacher and teacher and pastor of the One Way to Heaven Interdenominational Ministry, a healing and deliverance ministry headquartered in Shreveport, Louisiana. Pastor Presentine is married to First Lady Elder Vashni Presentine and the patriarch of their family of loving children and grandchildren. He is a devoted and anointed man of God who believes in extending his knowledge of the Word of God to God's people while teaching and training others to be shepherds in God's army. Pastor Presentine's prolific journey to the gospel started on October 14, 1998, when he accepted the call into ministry. Pastor Presentine founded the One Way to Heaven ministry on March 15, 2003. His vision includes, but is not limited to, having a center for Black women, substance abuse counseling, child mentoring, women's ministry, and other tools that will give God's people what they need, the tools that they need to live as he would have them live. As his vision continues to manifest, Pastor is focusing on the young people of today because that is where he sees the future of
ministry. I'll come and get you when I'm done.
And the great need.
Okay, go ahead.
We are so honored.
You're a great listener. Go ahead.
We're so honored that Pastor Presentine has consented to be our featured presenter for today's broadcast. And we are so ready and eager to hear what God has in store for us today from him. In keeping with our annual theme, Pastor will be speaking on the topic, Walking Upright with God. Welcome, Pastor Presentine.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Sister Kendall. Good morning to my brothers and sisters. Amen. Good morning to EP, Mother Bishop. Good morning, good morning, good morning to everyone, all my colleagues that's tuning in this morning. Good morning to my Apostle Bishop Don Banks, amen, Pastor Shalasky Banks, all the way from Monroe, Louisiana, Greater Redeemer Church. Good morning, good morning, good morning to you all. Good morning to my lovely wife, Elder Ashina Presenting. Good morning to all the saints of God that will be tuning in. It's a blessing and a pleasure just to be the guest speaker for this morning. So thank you for that warm invitation that you've done this morning. Thank you so much, Sister Tender. Let us get into the Word of God. 1 Corinthians 15 and 58, and it reads, therefore, my beloved, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Let us pray. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity, Heavenly Father. We pray, Father God, that you bless those that's tuning in this morning. In Jesus' name, we pray. Good morning, good morning, good morning again. Listen, as I was dissecting the word and looking at this topic that the Lord has blessed you all, amen, to come up with for this year thing, we thank God for an opportunity, amen, to be used by him. I was looking at the believers this morning as I've been meditating through the night concerning the believers, and it's saying, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast. And as I was looking into the lesson, and this is what the Lord put in my spirit, if a person is going to live an eternal life, a person has to live in the presence of God. Amen. A person must live in the presence of God. Amen. The human body must undergo a radiant change. Amen. The human body must be completely remade all over. Amen. And the way that we used to look at things, amen, we cannot look at life no longer like that. Amen. Listen to this, amen. The change is a brand new revelation. This is what God's saying, amen, that it's time for the body of believers to have a brand new revelation. Amen. And as I was looking into the lesson, amen, and it really touched my soul, and I want everybody that's tuning in, amen, just to think about this revelation that God has given me for the church. Amen. It reads, the charge to the believers. The believers must be genuine. Amen. They must be genuine. Amen. If you're going to really walk upright before God, and I'm talking about today, amen, walking upright before God, that you're going to have to be genuine. The promise is to the believers, not to the unbelievers. It's to the believers. Amen. So if you are going to be affected in the time that we are living in right now, you're going to have to walk up right before God. The promise is to God's people, amen. The promise of a resurrection changed body is not to the unbelievers, amen. The believers is to be steadfast and unmovable. Why? Because he has such a glorious hope, the hope of being resurrected and given an incorruptible and immortality body. Amen. The hope of the gracious fact to stir the believers, amen, to be steadfast and unmovable in serving in the Lord's army. Amen. So if you are in the army of the Lord and you are serving, amen, and you're doing everything that you're supposed to do for the Lord, I want you to know one thing. As I slow it down just a little bit, amen, you're going to have to undergo some heartaches. You're going to go through some suffering. You're going to go through some long suffering. You're going to be talked about. You're going to be off the side. You're going to be criticized. You're going to go through some things, amen, for this gospel, amen. But the word steadfast means to be firm, fixed, determined, purpose, faithful. The believer is to stand fast and fixed in his belief in living for the Lord, determined to live for the Lord and to carry for the Lord. Amen. The believer is to be faithful to the end. Amen. And this is the problem that we are having with the church. Amen. The church, amen, half of the time is lukewarm. They are start off hot for the Lord, and then they are changed all of a sudden. Amen. If we're going to ever move forward and we're going to ever walk upright, we're going to have to admit to ourselves, amen, that we do come short sometimes, not being in a state of mind that we never make mistakes. We're always going to make mistakes. But at the same time, recover where you're at and move forward by focusing yourself on the Lord more. The words unmovable mean to be unyielding, unshaken, undisturbed. The believer is not to be fitted in the service for the Lord. He is to stand as a solid in his belief. Amen. I'm talking about solid as a rock while you're serving the Lord. Amen. The believer, amen, the word abounds, is working in the Lord. Amen. The word, amen, labor means towing and working to the point of exhaustion. Amen. Listen, I know sometimes as believers, we get tired. We grow weary. Getting to the point, amen, that you just want to give up and you want to just throw in the towel. But you got to be unshaken, amen. You cannot let the devil continue to shake you, amen, as he tries to sift you, amen. You got to abound unto the Lord, amen, because you made a vow, amen, that you would work for the Lord all the days of your life, amen. Remember the first time you ever, when you accepted the Lord to be your Lord and Savior, when you was going through everything and all of a sudden you decided that you just want to change and give the Lord your hand and just start doing right. And it's easy to put on a front that you're living right for God. It's easy to put on a front that everything is right in your life. It's easy to do that, but at the same time, every day we are constantly dealing with something, amen. But as we look at this story, amen, this was Paul, the writer of this story, amen, of this Bible, of this book, amen. Paul went through a lot, amen. Paul used to persecute the church because he thought that it was right, amen. But at the end, Paul got converted over. Looked around and seen, amen, and Paul's life and all the things that Paul done kind of reminded me of myself once upon a time, amen. A lot of things that I've done, I thought it was right, you know, but I had to realize, amen, that it's not getting me nowhere. I'm only fooling myself, amen. So as I look at the word always, it means never cease, never stop, never slacken up, never quit, never retired, amen. I had to realize, amen, that this is something that I got myself into, and I cannot never stop. To those that's tuning in today, man, everything that you have gotten yourself into, you cannot quit. I know sometimes it looks like you want to collapse, amen. You want to faint. You want to pass out. I know you get tired along the way because something always, amen, itching at you. But at the end of the day, you got to continue to work the work that's in you wise day. Blow it down just a little bit more, amen. Collapse means to cave in, to fall in, to side. It means to faint. It means to pass out. It means to black out, amen. I want to ask a question today. Do you really trust in the Lord with all your heart? Do you lean not to your own understanding? Amen. In all your ways you acknowledge him, he shall direct your path. It comes a time, amen, I know that when an earthquake takes place, it seems like the ground collapses. You know, when a tsunami takes place, it seems like the ground collapses. Amen. And water just come in, it's over, just cover up everything. You know, it seems like, amen, that the problems, amen, that you carry on your shoulder every day, amen, is continuing to wear you down. Amen. I know a lot of you got shavings on your back right now, and you're wondering, when your time is going to come. It seems like when things around you begin to collapse. But one thing I can assure you today, my sisters and my brothers, that it might seem like everything is coming against you, but the Lord told me to tell you, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon, just because it's formed, don't mean it's going to prosper. Amen. The body of the believers don't love him enough, amen, to bow down daily. I'm talking about daily, that you get on your face, amen, daily. You counsel your assignment, your appointment that you have. I'm talking about for the Lord, amen. It comes a time, listen, sisters and brothers, that you have to wake up thinking about him. I know we all got to go to work and we have family to raise and all that, and we got other life outside the Lord. But listen, every day that you wake up, every day that you wake up, you should wake up thinking about him. It should be all about him and nothing about us, amen. Every single day that you wake up, amen, I mean, it don't matter what falls around you. I don't care if your legs come from above you, amen, you ought to still be trusting God when you can't trace him. And let me slow it down just a little bit, amen, a little bit more, amen, because there's a challenge right now to the believers. And by we are in the end time right now, who's going to really stand? If you lose everything for his name's sake, you still win. Our body is deteriorating. Every single day that we wake up, amen, our body is groaning. We're going to go through something. But every single day that you wake up, I feel my health. Every single day that you wake up, you got to deal with something, somebody's problem. You got to deal with your problem. But remember what the scripture says, amen, that you got to continue trust in the Lord. That's why he said, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast and unmoving, always abiding in the works of the Lord, as much as you know that your labor is not in vain. It might seem like sometimes, sisters and brothers, that your labor is in vain. Amen. The believers will be rewarded. Amen. If you just continue to stand firm in what you believe in, amen. The believers will gain a crown one day of righteousness if you continue to believe God when you can't trust him. Come on, y'all, just give him a shot right there. I know some of you, amen, have been going through a lot, including myself, but I woke up this morning with my mind stayed up on the Lord. I woke up this morning giving God a praise and honor and thanks due unto his name. And as we turn just a little bit, amen, back to Paul, the Lord led me to Acts, the 26th chapter, amen. And you remember broken pieces, amen. I want to read something to you right quick, amen. If you got your Bibles, amen, go to Acts 26, amen, and the 23rd chapter. Paul was trying to explain concerning what he had to go through for this gospel. And Paul was real close of getting Agapa, amen, converted over. Agrippa, I mean, converted over. But it always going to be an enemy before you. Listen to this here, that Christ should suffer and he should be the first that should rise from the dead and should show light into the Gentiles. Amen. You know, it's the Gentiles, praise God, that we are running from. It's the Gentiles, amen, that we're supposed to be going after. You know, we had just had a women's conference, and it blessed me so much, amen, dealing with the Gentiles, amen. It's people, amen, that have wronged us. It's people, amen, that have talked about us. It's people, amen, that have criticized us. It's people, amen, that's in the church that shows up every Sunday that continue to lie on us and lie in our faith, amen, that they standing with us and they not standing with us, amen. But remember, these are God's people. It's the Gentiles that make us out of better believers, make us out of more servants, amen. It seems like when everything around you begins just to crumble up and you want to just tank and collapse, amen, I heard of some people, amen, get in bad relationship and they spend a lot of time up all night just crying, when she going to come home, when they going to come home, amen. Can't do nothing, they just shut down everything they were doing for the Lord, amen, because of a relationship. But I'm here to talk about right now Gentile. Gentile is people, amen, that always vex your spirit, that's always dealing in something, that's always talking about people's tail barrels, amen, about everybody's business, about the Lord's business. I'm here to tell you right now, it's the people, amen, that we turn away. It's the one that God is going to bless us in the end when it comes down to this gospel. Now, you remember, amen, Paul, amen, was on the ship, amen, and he was sailing. So I want you to listen to this here, amen, as we go a little further into it, amen. King Augustine, number 27, believeth that the prophet, I know that thou believest. Amen. He knew that Paul was a believer. Then Agrippa said unto him, Paul, almost thou persuaded me to be a Christian. How many times people come into church, amen, and we always got Gentiles around them, amen, think they can do it better than everybody else. Come on, let's give God a praise right there, amen, and make the devil mad. It always somebody, amen, trying to persuade somebody, amen, that you should do it this way instead of God's way. I'm here to tell y'all right now, amen, Paul told them, unless you abide with the ship, with none of you will be saved. And in my closing, I want to let the people of God know today that wherever you might be tuning in, amen, you might be on broken wings right now, broken pieces right now, but unless you abide with the ship of Zion, amen, no one be saved. There's always going to be somebody that's going to come along to try to stop you from praising God, stop you from doing right, stop you from getting your praise on. But I'm here to sign the devil notice today that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every time it looks like the devil peeps his head in, you ought to just get up and give God a boogaloo praise anyway, amen. And listen, it's come a time, amen, that the Gentile is trying to grow with the believers, amen, because God said in his word, amen, that he'll make your enemy your footstool, and he also will make them leave you alone. I'm here to tell some of you today that wants to give up, that wants to quit, that wants to throw the towel in, you ought to tell the devil, amen, you picked the right person, bring it on, because I'm bad enough to stand firm to let you know that everything that's could have happened to me, everything that should have happened to me, I'm still standing. I'm still clothed in my right mind. I'm still breathing. I'm still clothed. Come on, let's just give God some praise right there. Amen. It might seem like the bottom fell out, but amen, all is for the bottom to fall out sometimes. But you connect yourself to the Spirit of God. You got to learn how to weather the storm. You got to learn how to go through some things. You got to learn how to call those things and be not as though they were. I'm here to tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, you got to sign the devil notice and tell the devil, amen, bring your best, shoot your best shot, because this time I'm going to stand. I'm not going to let nobody get in my ear and tell me to leave my church. I'm not going to let nobody get in my ear and tell me not to pay my tithe. I'm not going to let nobody stop me from praying. I'm not going to let nobody stop me from being the first one in the church and the last one to leave. I'm not going to let nobody tell me I shouldn't be cleaning the bathroom. I shouldn't be back on the floor. Whatever you find to do in the house of God, ladies and gentlemen, find yourself doing it and give God some praise in the midst and tell the devil, amen, bring it on. Ladies and gentlemen, as we come to a close today, when I looked and seen, amen, that sometime in your life, you're going to have to just press. Sometime in your life, you're going to faint. But the Lord spoke to me around July, amen, that next year, 2023, will be the year that the church must walk upright before me. This was the year of favor. I know a lot of you got blessed this year, including myself, and I give him the glory for it. But I'm telling you right now, next year you're going to be challenged. You're going to have to walk upright before God, because the enemy is going to come after you like never before. But at the same time, only the believer is going to stand. Do not allow the Gentiles to catch up with you, amen. And we've been in this race for a long time ourselves. Yes, they coming. Yes, they're going to be serious, amen. Yes, we got to let them in. But at the same time, amen, people want the truth, amen. I'm here to tell y'all one more time, people want the truth, amen. We got to stop the name thing. I mean, calling, the naysaying, putting people down all the time, trying to stop the flow of God, who he wants to use. God can use who he wants to use, sisters and brothers. Ladies and gentlemen, if you allow God just to use your vessel, if you allow God just to come into your life, if you allow God to save you, look what Paul just did. Broken pieces. Almost got them converted over when he gave his testimony about how the Lord saved him. One was believing him. One was almost persuaded. But one gentleman, amen, decided that he was not going to go with the truth. People know when they hear the truth. It's just, amen, they got more Satan in them. You know, when you got a discernment spirit and God is telling you to change your ways and come from among these people, holiness is always going to be right. So as I close today and put it back in the hand of Sister Tibbin, I just want to thank you all so much for giving me this opportunity just to come into your house. I know some of you might be exhausted, but you're in a good place right now. Just don't slack up. Just don't retire what you're doing. Never cease from studying. Never stop from pressing. Always be steadfast. Always be unmovable. Always abiding in the labor and the work of the Lord, and you will be rewarded. Remember one day, the reason why you're going through all what you're going through now, because God wants to give you a new body. This body is going to deteriorate, but that's a new body that's going to be given to you as soon as you complete your assignment on this side of town. God bless you. God keep you, is my word.
Amen. Amen. Let's go to a quick station break, everyone. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Stay up to date with all UFCCM news, events, and happenings. Go to UFCCM.org. Also, find us on Facebook at UFCCM Today. Did you know that you could contact the UFCCM through the National Switchboard? call 833-88-UFCCM. That's 833-888-3226.
Praise God, praise God. What a wonderful message we have heard this afternoon from Pastor Presentine. As I listen to him, I'm thinking this is a wonderful end times message because we're truly living in the end times. And the message that was brought to our hearing today is one of challenge. It's one of encouragement. And it is one that really we need to reflect on and make sure that we are walking upright with God. And I just believe God is really reinforcing this. You know, last month we heard the power of my posture. And now God is speaking through Pastor Presentine to encourage us to walk upright with God. What a powerful message. And I love what he said at the beginning talking about the promise of a resurrection body is to believers. And if we walk upright before him, that is what we shall have. We're going to open up our lines right now to give you an opportunity, listeners, to call in, to share. So, Bishop Haywood, do we have any? I want to remind you, I always forget to do this, that if you're on your phone, you simply press 1 and Bishop Haywood will bring you in. And if you're on Facebook or the website, you must use your phone and call the number 347-850-1405 and press 1. Bishop Haywood, do we have any callers?
Well, Teacher Tender, we have a full house here on the studio lines. And again, make sure that you press 1. As you press 1, we will have you to come in. We'll bring you right in, and then you can have your questions, comments on today. But what I will say is, I will say that, you know, Pastor Preston, you said a lot without talking loud. You know,
yeah.
I mean, right out of the gate. And I just want to say it is a complete blessing.
Thank you so much.
Absolute complete blessing. So we're looking for, so if you are calling on today, as you call on today, please press 1. All right. God bless you. Caller, you're at 817-357. Go right ahead.
Good morning. This is Pastor Sherry, Pastor Presentine. I took a lot of notes, and I thank God for this message, walking upright with God. When you said upright, I thought of the opposite. If we're not walking upright, we're tilting. We are slumped over. We have been in an awkward position, not being able to really relate to the things of God. So it's very important, our position in Christ. So I praise God. I don't want to be tilted. I don't want to be slumped over. I definitely don't want to be lukewarm like you talked about the church, which is so true. And I love the charge to believers. We must be genuine to be effective. So I praise God for that. And also the challenge to believers, who are we really going, what did you say, who is really going to stand? That's a great question. Many of us are going to fall by the wayside because we are taking our eyes off the things of God. So we must continue to trust the Lord in all that we do and everything. We cannot allow any Gentile to take us away from the things of God. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We have to let the enemy know, you can't have me. I'm standing for God. We will suffer, but it's all for God's glory. So I thank God for this word.
Amen.
And I love it. I love the word. I'm very encouraged today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, woman. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Harry. And, you know, listening to you, I took a lot of notes, too. And one thing Pastor Presentine really encouraged us, but he really gave us some some good advice and things to think about, and he was realistic because he said, every day when you wake up, you have to deal with something.
Yes.
And sometimes it's so caught up in what we have to deal with, not knowing and understanding that certain things are going to happen to us as are common to man, but we don't let the enemy cause us to collapse or tilt or bend or fall by the wayside, but we stand up, and as Pastor Presentine said, don't give up and don't quit. Amen. This is a power-packed message today. Bishop, any other callers?
We don't have any callers in as yet, but we have plenty of people on the line. So, again, well, no, we do have them chiming in now. So, caller, you're at 318-200. Go right ahead.
Yes, good morning. Good morning. I want to thank God and honor you guys who are in the media ministry. This is First Assistant Mag. I am a member of One Way to Heaven Ministries. Just wanted to call to let my pastor know I was listening, and I am proud to be a member of One Way to Heaven. And again, thank you guys for the labor that you are laboring in this media ministry.
Amen. Well, we thank you so much for calling.
Well, what a blessing you have the members calling.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Thank you, son.
Amen. God bless you all.
Love you. Love you. Thank you, son.
Well, blessing again. Listen, everyone, if you have a question and or a comment this morning and lines are full, please press 1 and we'll bring you right in. All right. Let's see here. Well, it's moving all around here. All right. Caller, you're at 318-231. Go right ahead. 318-231. Go right ahead.
Good morning. This is Mother Pearl from One Way to Heaven, and I just wanted to tell Pastor to thank him very much for that message. And one thing I can say about Pastor is that message, walking upright in the Lord, he's been talking about that for weeks, months now. So I know that's been heavy on his heart, and I'm glad that he shared it with us today again. Thank you, Pastor. I love you.
Love you, too, and thank you, Mother. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mother Pearl, for calling in and for that additional insight, because as Pastor Presentine presented today, and as we in the body of Christ know that these are the last days that we're living in, and God is so wonderful. Yes, he will execute judgment on those who refuse to accept, but God is so merciful and great, and I love the fact that God never executes judgment without warning. And the message that Pastor Presentine and others that we have been hearing, teachings that we have been receiving from our ecumenical patriarch here at First Church about the end times, God is just letting us know and warning and giving us every opportunity, because he does not want to see anyone lost. Is that right, Pastor Presentine?
Amen. He does not want to see none of us lost. Amen. He died that we might have life more abundantly, you know, and that's what it's all about in this hour that we're living in right now, that we remain steadfast, you know. And just like you say, a lot of things going to come against you, but at the end of the day, only the strong will survive.
That's the truth. And, you know, you said that the Lord laid on your heart about the year 2023, that we must walk upright and we will have some challenges from the enemy like never before. And just thinking on that, the last 2 years have been really challenging, right?
Yes.
But we just accept that word from you, from the Lord leading you to warn us and let us know that we need to walk upright as never before.
Amen. Amen. The Lord has been so good to us. He has blessed us. Amen. For those that have been waiting on blessings from God, order for to keep those blessings on next year, amen. We cannot lose the way, amen, that we paid, that was already paid before us, you know. And that's what God has been showing me, you know. It's a lot of times we can get excited about what he's doing, but what happened when the next year roll around, we stop praising, fasting. We don't fast enough anymore. And and we don't believe what we used to believe, you know. We say we believe, but when something happens, this year, for those that's listening, amen, I told my church where I pastor the most, One Way to Heaven, I told them that I'm at the feet of God. I'm at the feet. I'm at the right hand feet of God. I'm there because I want God to feed me. I asked my congregation to put those phones down and get at the feet of God, amen. Learn how to know his voice. Let him lead you and guide you. Don't let everybody be touching on you, amen, when they hadn't went before God themselves, you know. It comes a time, amen, we got to spend a lot of quality time with God, amen. And guess what, though? That would be something on your face. The countenance would be shining. Everybody would know, just what's his name in the Bible, has spent so much time with God, Moses. When he came down from the mountain, he just was shining, amen. He was. Everybody knew he had been with God, you know, and so that's the hour that we are living in right now. Thanks to God, amen. We got to convert over and spend more time with God.
Amen. I love that, Pastor Presentine. When I think about what you just said, when we appear before others, can they tell that we have been with God? What a powerful, powerful thought that you brought. And I'm sure you don't have go ahead. Well, I'm sure that our callers are excited. Apparently, we don't have many, but, you know, sometimes when we hear the word, we just have to rest in it and let it percolate within us. But we want to thank you, Pastor, for coming and being on. And I don't know how many of our listeners know, but Pastor Presentine was injured in a very serious accident. And yet, when called upon to share the word of the Lord, he did not back down. He did not stop. He let nothing stop him. But he came on today and gave us an end-time message that we need to heed. So we thank you so much, Pastor Presentine. And Bishop Haywood, I'm sure I'm not cutting anyone off. Were there any other callers?
Well, we have plenty of callers, but no one other hands are raised at this moment.
Wow.
Okay, well, that's all right, because the word has gone forth, all right? And so
well,
we
like
know that
just,
it will take.
Well, it looks like one hand just went up. So
okay.
We'll pull that one in. Caller, you're 318-588. Go right ahead.
Greetings, everyone. I'm Darren. Let this moment pass without saying what a wonderful job our pastor has presented on today. And truly, I know that the listeners, as well as myself, have been encouraged and blessed by this word. And so, like the other callers, I too know that this was a message not only for the end time, but for the now time, before we are walking in the current time. And so we have to make sure that our steps are precise and on point. And so I just encourage everyone to continue on this journey. And thank you again, Pastor, for such an encouraging message.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Well, Pastor Presentine, we were, again, so glad to have you. And so many of your congregation are on the line today. And we want to encourage them and everybody. The second Saturday of every month is the UFCCM Laity Outreach broadcast, and we're looking forward to having you join us again and again. And before we close, I just want to let you know that, again, we thank our His Holiness Bishop Pendle, our Ecumenical Patriarch, and our Board of Bishops for their continued support, and all of you, our listeners. And I want to remind you that our next broadcast will be on Saturday, January 14th, and we're hoping to have our Ecumenical Patriarch as our keynote speaker. He kicks off every year sharing the UFCCM annual theme. And if you want to be blessed and hear that theme and hear his the exegiation, I will say that he will bring forth. Please plan to tune in on Saturday, January the 14th. Remember our 24-hour prayer meeting for the month of December. I'm sure information will be coming out soon. And again, we love you all. We thank you all for your continued support of this ministry, this media ministry that we have here in the UFCCM. We give thanks to Bishop Haywood for his work in producing this media presentation. And at this time, we're going to ask Pastor Sherry if she would give us our closing prayer for today. And just before she does, we wish you all a very blessed, joyous, and happy Advent and a blessed and prosperous new year. God bless you, Pastor Sherry.
God bless you, too. God bless all of God's people. Let us bow for the closing prayer. Father, we once again, we thank you for the man of God who delivered such an outstanding word, Pastor Presentine.
Yes.
Father,
yes,
God,
thank you,
Lord God, that he sought you for a perfect word for today, God. I just continue to pray for him and his congregation during the season. Lord, I just thank you. Lord, I lift up every single member of UFCCM, everyone that may be going from hard times because of the season, the holidays. God, be with each and every one of us. Touch our hearts, our mind. If anyone is considering suicide or anything that's not of you, God, remove it from their heart, remove it from their mind. Father God,
yes,
we thank you that it's calling forth your word to rest, rule, and abide with us because you are a God. You are a worthy Lord. We thank you. To you, we honor you, Lord God. All glory and honor and power belongs to you because you have created all things, God. And
God,
we praise you for your mere existence. We thank you for creating all of us, God. Let us never forget who you are. Hallelujah, God. Because you are Jehovah Jireh. You are Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ. God bless you all. Have a wonderful Saturday. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you all. Blessings and power be with you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. And blessings to all. Thank you, Pastor Presentine. Blessings, everyone. Bye.
Blessings.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM Ecclesiastical Ministry offices. The laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM Ecclesiastical Ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communication, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training.